You're being politically direct with David Bender. Brought to you by People for the American Way at PFAW.org on Air America Radio.
And welcome back to Politically Direct. To mark our first anniversary on the network, we're looking back at some of our favorite Air America moments. And for me, one of them was certainly the conversation I had last fall with Janine Garofalo in Los Angeles while she was there shooting The West Wing. I first met Janine in 2003 when we were campaigning together for Howard Dean, but I've admired her for her intellect and her passion for a lot longer than that. Here's why. One of my frustrations, frankly, is why is there no progressive television? If Fox exists, shouldn't there be something that is the counterpoint? Why do you think there isn't?
I suppose they would say that public, you know, broadcasting is the counterpoint. You know, in a strange way, primetime television in different programs is the counter to Fox. And if you have, just as an example, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, if you have The West Wing, if you have shows wherein there is tolerance and, you know what I mean, and progressive attitudes.
But it seems to me that it's not an equal playing field, because you have that. You also see that, I think NBC is doing a show now that's called Three Wishes for next season, which is designed to target the same demographics that Fox is going after, the rural voter. They're out there granting three wishes of money to people in rural America. It seems to me a conscious decision on the part of Fox to exist as a partisan vehicle. If accidentally through art, through West Wing, or through other things, you know, progressive values come forward, that's a great thing. But it is not a conscious vehicle in the way Air America is. Conscious balance to how many thousands of right-wing talk show hosts are there out there.
Right.
And that was a decision, that there had to be something that, balanced the scale. Why, after all this time, and we've seen the effectiveness of the Fox echo chamber because it's also intimidated the rest of the corporate mainstream media,
right,
why not have something on television that is absolutely blatantly partisan progressive?
There is no reason why. There is no reason why. It's just this flawed wisdom, like don't walk under a ladder because it's bad luck. Because you have a cowed, self-censoring media who reacts badly to the bullies on the right. But you know what? The right will never have Green Day. The right will never have the documentary format. The right will never have the arts. They will have some hack Nashville hat acts and NASCAR nonsense. They will, you know, the right will always have hack country, not Johnny Cash country, and not Woody Guthrie. The left will always have the arts. They will always have the truth on their side. That will never change. The reason I say it's inevitable that the Bush crime family and the junta is going to go is because if the universe didn't tilt towards justice naturally, we would still be living the way, if you watch on PBS episodes of Colonial House, especially the British version, where classist, racist, homophobic, misogyny is just the fabric of society,
right,
we'd still live that way. And the thing is we don't. I vote. We have birth control.
I'm here.
Blacks and whites marry all the time. Gay people walk among us unfettered. And you still have right-wing impulses that try. But you know what I mean.
I do.
If the universe did not tilt toward justice, if progress didn't just happen, we would have never moved one iota from a British episode of Colonial House. You know what I mean? It would still be that awful. But it isn't, despite the best efforts of conservatives and property owners and the powers that be. Believe me, the right-wing cabal, if you will, has always been there. They will always be there. And the reason that the right wing kicks and screams and lies so much is because they cannot stop the truth. They cannot stop progress. They will never. As Sam Cedar always says, a dinosaur, if you cut the tail off, it'll wag for 30 minutes like crazy, destroying a lot of trees in its path. That's the conservative mindset, or the right-wing mindset, rather. And the movement conservatives, as evidenced by Gingrich's class of 94, which is not conservative at all. That's just all the right-wing thing is, and the movement conservatives, and the Scarborough countries, and the Bill O'Reillys, and Fox News, and New York Post, and all the right-wing radio. All that is man's lesser nature. That's all that is. It's always there. All that George Bush and Ronald Reagan did is give people license to be a dickhead and pretend you're noble. That's it. That's all it is. It's not politics. It's personality. If you are a George Bush Republican, you're a dickhead. It's that simple. It is that simple. If you are a Reagan Republican, you are a dickhead that loves your myth oh boy, do you need your bedtime stories. That's it. And there is no reason to indulge any other discussion about that further, because you can tell me all the platforms of the party until you're blue in the face, and I will show you that the thing speaks for itself. The evidence of what comes out of Reagan and Bush world is nothing good. It is a lower consciousness. It is your lesser nature. It is unrestrained id, if you will. And yet it never fully wins. And that's why they have to have a machine and an apparatus that lies to you on a daily basis. That creates an enemy, that starts a war, that does all of the things that are A, meant to distract you, and B, meant to scare the shite out of you. They have to do it. The left doesn't have to do that. They don't have to, because they've got the truth. And Green Day, as an example that I used, millions and millions of albums sold, Eminem's videos. They reach millions of households. And Fox News, as toxic as it is, these kids are not watching that.
No.
It's not part of what they are intuitively feeling.
Well, you know, I've said for a long time that you're more likely to find tolerance and understanding for gay people among 20-year-old Republican kids in Georgia than you will 70-year-old liberal Democrats in Brooklyn, because it is a generational thing.
It is preposterous to even someone, I'm 40, it's preposterous to me to think whites and blacks can't marry. It's preposterous that Sammy Davis Jr. had to go in the back door of the hotel to perform with the Rat Pack. That's preposterous.
Right.
So
doesn't make any sense.
It
now
makes no sense. In the same way, it will make no sense pretty soon, not right away, to a young person that you say, did you know that there was a proposal to amend the Constitution so gays couldn't marry? Did you know that there
You're
was...
You're lying to me. That couldn't
say,
be
that
so.
They're going to say, that is absurd.
Yeah.
Or if you say, did you know that for
You're
a while
whack.
It looked like they were going to put stickers on textbooks that said evolution is just a theory? No,
no
way. But you know what? It's a cycle. And then these idiots will have to go back into their hidey holes for a while, and then the infrastructure will make the ground okay for the idiots to come back out of the hidey holes, and we're going to have right-wingers dominating again, and it will go on and on and on as it ever was.
Well, we need to leave it there, but, you know, the truth, as someone said, will set us free, and we're very lucky to have you tell them the truth here on Air America.
Oh, thank you.
We need to take another break, and when we return, we'll hear from the woman who loves you more, the incomparable Randy Rhodes.
This is Politically Direct.